Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned the Aflamed Dalda Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include Pruta de Rav Yosef. There's a machlekes in Baba Kama Nun Vav regarding someone who found a lost article and is waiting to return it. Rav Yosef holds that he is a Shomer Sachar, because while watching the item, he's occupied with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and he would be exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah based on Ha'isik B'mitzvah Patim in the mitzvah. This pruta that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a Shomer Sachar. However, Rambam holds that he's merely a Shomer Chinam, because it is Lo Yishchiach, it's not common that a poor man will come just then. This question is relevant regarding Mudr Hanah, whether he's benefiting from the Madar. The Gemara will explain the Mishnah of HaMudr Hanah Mechaveroi, Machzor L'Avedasei. Let's preview the possible Isurim in the case of Machzor Aveda. First of all, it depends on who is the Mudr. Who is prohibited to benefit from the other? The Baal Aveda, the owner of the object, or the Machzor, the finder? If the Baal Aveda is the Mudr, we could say, Mahadr, the Machzor may return it to the Baal Aveda because Midi Dinafshik or Mahadrle. He's getting back his own object, which is not a benefit. Or Loi Mahadr, the Machzor may not return it to the Baal Aveda because they're Kamahanile. It is considered a benefit to get back one's lost object. If the Machzor is the Mudr, we could say Loi Mahadr. The Komahanile Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. The Machzor may not return it to the Baal Aveda because the Machzor benefits in that he is exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah while he returns the Aveda because of Isik B'mitzvah, Patim in a mitzvah. When one is occupied with one mitzvah, he's exempt from other mitzvahs. Or Mahadr, because Pruta de Rabbi Yosef Leishchiach. It's not common that someone will come for tzedakah just at that time. Now, let's explain the possible Isurim, but Mokim Shenoitlin Schar, where a reward is given. If the Baal Aveda is the Mudr, the Isur is only if the Machzor refuses to accept the Schar, or where the Machzor is prohibited from accepting the Schar because they are both Mudr from each other. In that case, the Baal Aveda may not retain the Schar because he would be benefiting from the Machzor. Therefore, Tipul Hanoh LeHekdesh, the reward must be given to Hekdesh. However, there is no Isur for the Machzor to accept the Schar if he is not Mudr from the Baal Aveda. If the Machzor is the Mudr, we could say that he's asked to take the schar because he would be benefiting from the Baal Aveda. Or he's mutter to take the schar and he's not considered to be benefiting from the Baal Aveda because, as the Ran explains, he earned the schar as compensation for his time and that's not considered a benefit from the Baal Aveda.